Well, if you live in Kansas City, or if you've lived in Kansas City for any length of time, you know how the story goes. One day you're wearing your fur coat or your winter coat or whatever politically correct coat you're wearing, and it's cold and it's snowy out. And the next day you're turning the air conditioning on in your house because things change very quickly here in Kansas City. That's good for restaurants. Restaurants like warm weather. They do better with warm weather, and especially if they have a patio or a sidewalk seating area. So this edition of Central Standard Friday, our food critics are going to be talking about where the best places, and at least the balmiest places to eat outdoors are, and we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show, so we encourage your phone calls then at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. I'm Charles Ferruzza, your host. Every other Friday here on KCUR, I write for The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which used to be called Fat City and is now called Fast Pitch at pitch.com. And actually, I wrote about one of my favorite places to eat outdoors, which I will talk about in the second half, because I'm one of those people that, and I'll just confess it right off the top, I do not like to eat outside. I know it. I will find any reason not to eat outside, unless it's a drive-in, and then I'm kind of cool with that. But I'll let our critics introduce themselves, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com, where you can find the Feed Me KC podcast.
I'm Chris Basica. I write for Ingram's Magazine.
And I'm Lou Jane Temple, one of the many new bloggers for the Kansas City Star.
I know, for their Chowtown.
It's true.
Blog, yes.
Chowtown.
And what was the last thing you blogged in Chowtown?
This week I talked about books that are food related but aren't cookbooks. Now, like Michael Pollan's books.
Well, speaking of pollen,
yes,
you've been suffering from it.
We have it everywhere. My car is green.
Is it really? Do you like to eat outside?
Well, you know how I feel about nature. You know, it's something you have to go through to get from your house to other places.
Right. I'm totally on that page with you. I'm utterly opposed to nature in all of its forms.
Oh my!
It wants to kill you,
or at least make your life somehow miserable. But we're going to be talking about outdoor dining in the second half of the show. The first half we're going to start, as we always do, with places that are new, or at least new to us. And why don't we start, Lou? You're our guest this show. Why don't you tell us where you've been?
Well, first of all, I need your help on this one because I keep calling it the wrong thing. Charles and I went to Selena Teo's new place. Is it Collection?
It's Collection. Called Collection. Uh-huh. Yes. And it's at 1532 Main Street.
Right.
I mean, no, 1532 Grand.
Grand. Yeah. And we went there over the weekend, and everything we had, we liked and thought it was good. So that's almost all I can say about it at this point.
Right. I mean, we were there at a kind of a, as someone who worked in the restaurant business for years, as Lou Jane did, one of the best nights to go out, because nobody else is going out, is the Saturday night before Mother's Day. Because it tends to be a very, very slow night, because everybody's going out the next day for Mother's Day, which is a day I avoid, like the plague, to go out. So no one was in the restaurant, practically.
Yeah, there were two couples leaving to go to the ballet, and I think it will be. It's in a very good location for the Sprint Center, though. They'll pick up some business every time there's something at the Sprint Center, and really, it seems like the restaurants in that area keep growing.
Right.
In a radius around the Sprint Center, it's amazing.
How is this different from the food at Julian?
It is. The feel of the place is completely different. Like Julian, it has entrees and sandwiches and starters. Mm-hmm. I think the menu is somewhat different.
It is different. I've got it here because that was one of the ones I was going to talk about too.
Why don't you jump in here?
There are not as many items on the menu. I think they are designed not just to be good, but to be able to be gotten relatively quickly on a schedule if you want to do that. Like you said, Charles, the ambiance is totally different. It's much. It feel. I don't think the Brookside Place is formal by any means, but this just feels kind of casual and a little more. If I could be hip, it would be there, but I can't. But you know. But nonetheless, I would.
You are wearing a leather miniskirt today. Come on, you're about as hip as you can get.
Indeed, indeed, and the boots I think add. Yeah. We ate there, and there were four of us, and we thought it was everything we had was also very, very good, and very. We just kept sharing, but that's sometimes a requirement of eating with me, I'm afraid. But the price point, I think, is a little less.
Yeah.
I feel like it is. The starters are from $4 to $7, and the sandwiches, $10, $11, $13.
We had that goat cheese with the beets.
And pistachios.
Delish.
Wasn't that good?
And I thought the macaroni and cheese with the, is it, not prosciutto, what is it, the meat in it? Some kind of Serrano ham?
Yeah, I think so. Let me. Can't remember. Mac and cheese with Serrano ham. Okay. Very good, Charles. There was only one that I wasn't in love with, and that was the farm to market bread. It said butter griddled, so that immediately got my attention. With red wine apple butter, and I would probably order the other four appetizers before that.
And Lou Jane, you had commented that you thought the wine list, while not a hugely elaborate wine list, you thought it was a good wine list.
Yeah, I one thing that I liked about it, I'm sorry to sound like such a tightwad, but it just kills me to pay $10 to $15 a glass for a glass of wine. I mean,
for the bottle that costs $10 to $15.
Exactly.
I mean, I've really had a problem with that.
I know it. And they have their wine by the glass. While there aren't many of them, as you said, there's one that's $6 and the highest one is $9, and most of them are $7 and $8. So that's, I think that's good.
So that was Selena Teo's new restaurant. It's called Collection. It's at 1532 Grand.
And it has parking. I think that's really important.
It's a very own parking lot to the north of the building. Lou Jane, did you have anything else to throw into our mix?
I do. I have one other thing. And it's the High Dive Lounge.
Which used to be the Minsky's on 39th Street, correct?
Correct. It's at 1411 39th. So it's right at the beginning, the east side of this long strip of restaurants that kind of ends with Jazz at State Line. And High Dive is, I've been told, I didn't get credentials on this, but owned by the group that owns all the bars around 31st and Gillam.
Oh.
And
The Crisefran group that owns Velvet Dog, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And I ate there 2 days ago, and I thought it was very tasty, good, unusual bar food. And it is definitely a lounge, it's not that big. And
if I remember, the former Minsky's there wasn't that appealing.
Oh, my goodness. Every restaurant that's been in that spot, it was like going into a hot box of being grilled by somebody. The lights were all wrong, and there was like shiny chairs, and it was just like, please, I'll confess. But this is not like that at all. And they had an interesting and really delicious jalapeno-dusted potato chips with blue cheese and bacon.
Mm.
And I was with a vegetarian, so we had those things on the side. But the potato chips were great. They really were. And then, of course, because I was with a vegetarian, I had a pork belly sandwich. and Miles had a portobello. They have a portobello mushroom sandwich. So it was able to accommodate both of us, and we were happy.
What's the price point like?
Oh,
modest.
What you would expect from a place called the High Dive Lounge.
That's right. And one of the, quote, cute things that they have done is taken an old soda dispensing machine and made it into a beer dispensing machine behind the bar with what we call porch beers, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Schlitz, those kind of beers are in it. And the bartender just has to, like, punch a button and they fall down into the thing. you know, kind of a cute little gimmick.
That's cute.
I'd go back.
The High Dive, and it's on, what, 1411 East 30, West 39th
West
Street.
West 39th, yeah.
All right. Next, Chris Pasicki, you've already told us about your
collection, yes, which I do hope everyone goes to. Just want to make two kind of announcements. One, and I've not seen a Portuguese wine dinner before here in town, which I think is kind of a cool idea. This is Friday, May 31st at the American, and Doug Frost is doing that, and there are eight wines and three courses, which sounds pretty darn like the right balance to me. And that's May 31st. And then the other thing I thought was just kind of fun is that the Providence New American Kitchen in the Hilton is now doing 2 for $12 lunches. And that is...
Wait, two lunches for $12?
Uh-huh. No, it's two courses. I went.
Two courses.
It's two courses. So two you get an courses. Appetizer and a main course for $12.
That's a good deal.
And it included is a good deal. On the menu is the lobster mac and cheese.
I saw that. And and their...
The hanger steak,
which is so good. Mm-hmm. But the other place I wanted to talk about is one I went to yesterday, and it opened on Wednesday, and this is called the Pacific, and you're going to love this, Charles. It's the Pacific Buffet.
Oh, that's where the short-lived Royal Buffet in the old Fuddruckers space.
And this is owned by different people.
Is it 80-something in Metcalf?
87th and Metcalf. Okay. It's where Fuddruckers was. And I want to tell you what, I had no idea. I mean, so we walked in.
What possessed you to go there?
I don't want to say desperation, but I knew it was a new place, and my partner at work suggested it, and so we went, and there were probably eight different long tables full of foods, and there was a sashimi bar there, which was actually quite good. They had big shrimp. They had oysters on the half shell and a big tub of ice. And I was stunned at the variety of food. There's Chinese food. There's
there's General Zhao's chicken.
I did not see that actually. But you know one thing that they do that I think is dynamite, that you can pick your. They had a bowlfuls of or trayfuls of meat, chicken. Beef, pork, and chicken, and you take them and the udon noodles over and whatever things you want with it, and they'll grill it for you.
Like a Mongolian
grill. Yeah. It was delicious. And here was
They have Jell-O cubes.
They had Jell-O. I looked specifically for you for
because,
that.
Because it is not a true American buffet without Jell-O.
Yes. But they did have it, and they had several desserts, which was kind of surprising to me. But the coolest thing they had one of the old-fashioned sliding top tubs, you know, that you get ice cream bars out of, except they had 10, count them, 10, 5 or 10-gallon things of ice cream, the Blue Bunny, and you got to dip
your own.
I thought that was a remarkable innovation.
Assuming there was no alcohol.
There was no alcohol. But I'll tell you what, the lunch was $7.29, and that included a drink. Dinners are all the way up to $9.95, Sundays $10.49, children is $5.99. And
Do they have any American dishes on that besides the Jell-O?
They had a very large, very fresh-looking salad bar. You know, and then some of the dishes were, they had a
did
whole thing of green
chicken?
Beans. They did have fried chicken, which was actually quite good, remarkably, because I tried it for reasons I'm not quite sure. But everything there was very fresh
who are listening to the Central Standard Friday show today on KCOR realize that they are listening to an earth-shattering event, which is... Christine Basica, one of our regular critics here on the Food Critics Show. I have never in all these years ever known you to go to a buffet.
Oh, no. Remember, I went to the one in Kansas City, Kansas.
Del High's,
was wonderful.
Yes.
But we kind of forced you to because the topic was buffets.
Well, that is true. I was really sorry I couldn't talk about this then. But, I was pretty stunned by
it. And that is the Pacific Buffet. I believe underneath the name it says Sushi, Steak, and Grill. Did they have any steaks when you were there?
No, but they had that thin slice. I didn't see any, but they had that thin sliced beef. That actually looked very good.
All right. So, and that is at
8725.
Thank you.
Metcalf. And there's abundant parking there, apparently, with the abundant Jell-O. All right, and that is the Pacific Buffet. And I guess I'm
you're just not going to go there with me, are you?
I'm too shocked. Maybe when I recover from my shock.
Okay.
By the way, if you have been to new places, including even the Pacific Buffet, the telephone number into our studio is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. The email address, if you want to pop us an email, is centralstandard@kcur.org. And we also have a Twitter address.
That is @KCURCST.
All right. And we are taking your emails and your tweets and your phone calls. Emily, where have you been?
Well, so Chris mentioned the new 2 for $12 at the President at the Providence New American Kitchen in the Hilton President. And it's a great lunch special. And I love going there because I feel like it's still kind of a secret. Maybe I'm letting the secret out now. But anytime I need to get a reservation or go somewhere for lunch or dinner and I need to get in and out, I go there because for whatever reason, it's not packed yet. I think people still don't really know about it, but I've had nothing but good experiences there. And you can get lobster mac and cheese and an appetizer, either a soup or a salad, for $12.
What are some of the appetizers you might get with your lunch?
I think they had their tomato bisque. No, they didn't do any of their fancier appetizers. Right. The options were the tomato bisque, and it came with the kind of Parmesan tuile thing they do on top, and then the blue note salad, which is a mixed greens with a blueberry vinaigrette. Blueberries and blue cheese, so it's a clever little salad.
They stole that from another restaurateur I know.
And the mains, I got their hanger steak, which was great, and comes with a salad. And they have the lobster mac and cheese, which my friend got, which I tried more than one bite of because it was plentiful and delicious, and a few other things. So it's a good if you want to have a business lunch or need to get in and out for lunch but want good food, good place. Then I finally made my way to Cafe Gratitude at 333 Southwest Boulevard.
And are you grateful you did?
I am whole. I am whole and I am grace. That's what I am. So I know you guys have teased the idea of Cafe Gratitude here on the show before because it is you are supposed to feel grateful when you leave or
at least beautiful,
refreshed or whole or beautiful or cleansed,
tantalizing,
enlightened or something. I felt full and broke, but happy. So this is their concept is making you feel good, clearly. Right.
There always is something to be said for that. It was crowded. It's always crowded.
It was very crowded. And to add insult to injury, the tables are very close together. And so
which is not always a good thing.
Especially when you're trying to get to the booth and you are not thin as a rail and you have to squeeze by someone's meal. So we were right next to these tables. It was very crowded. The food, it was surprisingly good. I got a smoothie and split it. It was a coconut smoothie, coconut milk, almond butter, dates, and vanilla bean. But it was a $9 smoothie.
Was it called like?
That's I Am Grace.
Okay. I am Grace.
And I followed that up with the I Am Whole bowl. It's a macrobiotic bowl, and it has sea vegetables, kale, carrots, house-made kimchi, and sprouts. You could get it with quinoa or brown rice, and I got the quinoa. It comes with a tahini garlic sauce and teriyaki almonds. And it was surprisingly good. I wasn't a big fan of the sea vegetables. I like land animals. But it was good, and overall, I felt the food was really good. The service was good, but it was a little too crowded and a little too pricey.
It's awfully noisy, too, when it's that crowded.
It was very noisy.
And that's Cafe Gratitude on
333 Southwest Boulevard. It's the old Lulu space.
Very good. Anything else?
That's where I've been recently.
Yes. Charles, I have one other thing. It's a new menu at an old place.
All right.
At Lydia's for their 15th anniversary. Can you believe it's been 15 years? They're doing different regions of Italy. And right now there's Roma. Menu.
Arrivederci Roma.
And it has things that sound very Roma to me, like a fried mozzarella sandwich was pretty good, and a salad of fava, string beans, and spring peas with pecorino on the top that was really good. And it's kind of a way, I think, they can, reintroduce people who have forgotten all about Lydia's. It's like, oh, we'll go for the Rome myth. you know, menu.
Are these temporary menus?
Yeah, they are. And they're going to have one each, you know.
And they're in addition to the regular menu.
Right.
That's very fun.
That's a good idea. All right. We're starting to get our phone calls at 816-235-2888. Let's start with, is it Nafez?
Yes.
And you are calling from Shawnee, correct?
Yes.
And what do you have to tell us?
There is one place, it's called Albacha, and it is nice, very nice. I mean, Mediterranean food. I went with my wife in the Mother's Day, and we love it. It's so good. Food is excellent, and it is the most important thing, it's healthy. I mean, the food there, even when they use the olive oil, that all itself, even when you go inside, in the menu, it says that it's our target to let the customer eat healthy, and they have all the kind of Mediterranean food, which I miss it. From overseas, you know, from Kuwait and Dubai and these places. And I think now it's almost here in Kansas City.
Well, I've been to that restaurant. In fact, I've reviewed it in the pitch. It's called The Basha, at least on the menu. The Basha. And do you know what the address is exactly?
I know it's 105th and Metcalf. And the easiest thing, it's nearby to the Buffalo Wing.
Right. It's right next. It's right around the corner from the Buffalo Wings.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And I'll spell it. It's the Basha, the Basha, and
exactly.
And doesn't Basha actually translate as royalty or someone in some position of higher office?
Exactly. That's it, true.
All right. That's why I think Christine Basica wants
to
go there.
I'm going there next week, absolutely. Yeah. I think in a healthy food place is, you know,
what do they have for dessert? What do they have for dessert? Well, I know they have rice pudding. The traditional Middle Eastern desserts.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. I like that.
And they have kunafa also. Kunafa is so good with the cheese, with the red. It is, I tell you something. You go there, you will love it, you will eat it, you will go all the time.
Okay.
It's so good.
Now, it does not have a liquor license. They do not serve liquor there. So Christine Basica may only go there once, but she will enjoy that one time.
And I'm going for lunch.
Thank you so much, Nafez. Thank you for telling us about the Basha on 103rd and Metcalf. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. I liked it a lot. I can't remember if I went with anyone here on the panel, but I took someone, a friend of mine, a friend of yours as well, Lou Jane, who is incredibly fussy, very, very fussy, and she was treated so royally that she was ready to go back. Even though she did say in the car, you know, I really do love hibiscus juice, but I would love it more if there was a little shot of vodka in it.
A woman after my own heart.
I know it.
Yep.
We are also taking your emails at centralstandard@kcur.org. And
you can send us a tweet at KCURCST.
And in the second half of the show, we are going to be talking about the best places. I guess we can even throw in a couple worst places. But the best places to eat outside. And you don't have to love eating outside because I don't. We'll be right back. Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza, joined by my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Christine Basica, and Lou Jane Temple. Today we're exploring the best places to eat outside around Kansas City, and we want to know where you like to eat outside. Join us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or tweet us at KCURCST, or send us an email, which no one has done yet, at centralstandard@kcur.org. I did want to say that the address for the last restaurant we were talking about was the Basha at 7016 West 105th Street. And Emily, you were going to say something about that.
We're going to be putting all of these online after the show. So we're taking down all of the addresses. So if you miss anything, go to kcur.org and click on Central Standard Friday later today, and everything will be listed.
And when I did review the Basha for the pitch, It was still kind of cold out, kind of. It was very cold out. Although the two owners told me that they are planning to put some, there's a kind of an enclosed patio near the entrance, and they're going to put some outdoor tables. So let's talk about eating outside. As I confessed earlier, I will always choose not to have the outdoor table. And I think it's because, you know, I have a thing about, I don't like picnics. You know, I'm just a perpetual grump. So, you know, I also like the comfort of being inside. Do you like to eat outside, Christine?
I love to eat outside.
Why don't you tell us why?
My idea of a vacation is an ocean and eating outside every single meal.
Now, I might feel differently if I was near an ocean.
Okay. But in town, I like it. I have a couple of criteria. I don't want to look at a parking lot.
Right.
I don't even want to look at a sidewalk. I'm not all that crazy about looking at people as they walk by, especially. But I like to be outside. And, in fact, at my house in the summertime, I pretty much make people eat outside very, very often as well. Although a porch will work almost as well. However, I think there have gotten to be some really nice places to eat outside that meet my very difficult criteria.
Okay, let us know your favorites.
I'll tell you the newest one that I know of that I think is fabulous, and that is at Rye, 105th and Mission Road. It's sitting, you look out at that little
lake/pond/cement.
Yeah. But nonetheless, I think they have comfortable seating, and it is just pleasant. And the other one that I find very surprising that I didn't even know existed is at Tasso's at 8411 Warnell. And
isn't that one of the kind of patio where you look out on the street, though?
Well, except that what they have is they have flowers all around the outside in big flower pots, and it's enclosed, and it's just lovely. I like Grand Street, too. I mean, that's kind of a perennial go-to kind of place, and you don't feel there that you're looking at cars. Yeah, you know, that's okay. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, should we have a moment of silence for one of the prettiest places to eat outdoors that is no longer, which was the balcony at Filio, which looked over Mill Creek Park?
Yes, yes.
That was a pretty...
That was extremely nice.
But that restaurant has closed. Emily, where do you like to eat outside?
Everywhere. My standards are much lower than Chris's. I think it comes from having lived in New York, so a little spot on a patio with a bunch of people walking by doesn't bother me at all. I love people watching, so Harry's Bar and Tables in Westport is
sure.
A great place. And I also love Harry's Country Club down in the River Market. They have a great big patio, and it's very casual. And
that place is fun.
It's
that
really fun, and it's kind of you're partly up against a cement wall and a sidewalk and a parking area, but that doesn't bother me at all. If I'm going south, Mestizo has a really nice outdoor area.
That's on my list.
I like to have a margarita during lunch outside at Mestizo. And if I'm going north, the Siva Indian Cuisine, which we talked about probably a year ago on
right.
the show, has outside right up against a parking lot, which I don't mind, but a little nice outdoor seating area.
You know who's great up north is Tres Amare.
That's and a you very look, beautiful
That
patio.
Is beautiful. You see the skyline. It was such a surprise when I first ate there and thought, huh, who? I mean, you know it's up high.
Well,
you know you can.
It's in Briarcliff.
It's in Briarcliff.
So does the Poropos in Briarcliff also have a splendid view? I would think it would.
I don't know. I've only eaten there once, and I ate inside. I don't remember. And it's on the side there. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to have somebody call in.
But certainly Poropos Grill in Parkville has right. a great view, although it's not outside.
I think the nicest outdoor area where I've eaten recently is Graham & Dunn on the plaza.
Really?
It's a really nice out. They have very comfortable, big furniture. And if it's cool, they have these little gas fires going all along to keep you warm. And it's enclosed with, I don't know, planters and a wall, half wall and fire. And it's a really nice outdoor dining experience.
Now, turning to my friend Lou Jane Temple, who is at perpetual war with nature. if you had to eat outside, now Lydia's, which you mentioned earlier, has a beautiful patio.
Well, the one thing that I will say is if there's any time that we should be talking about it, it's today, because all next week it's supposed to be in the mid-70s, which are the perfect days to be sitting outside.
Right.
And as a restaurateur, it's so interesting. People in Kansas City crave outdoor seating. They want it, you know, but We only have that little narrow window in the spring and in the fall when it's really
balmy.
When it's really fun to sit outside. And it's going to be right now. So this is a good time to talk about it. I like all three of those restaurants. Lydia's, whatever the...
Jack Stack?
What's it? Is it Grunauer?
Yes. Oh,
that's how you say it. And Jack Stack, all three of those. But it is totally an urban kind of deal. If you like seeing railroads cars.
I like the railroad cars. Yeah, I think that's fun.
It's much better than a parking lot.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what our listeners have to say at 816-235-2888. And let's go to Kevin in Mission. Kevin.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another great show. Love this. For favorite places, eat al fresco. God, for the longest time, it was almost singularly Classic Cup, and I always loved it.
Now, did you like to sit at the front on the sidewalk or in the back in that enclosed dining
room? I refuse to eat in that back, messed up, looks like somebody's cheap deck on the backside of a bad house.
That was where I ate.
It's either on the front or not at all.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I love that. You know, not for the food and not for the service, because both of those are marginal at best, but purely for the view, Hamburger Mary's downtown, because you look right into the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And you can't beat Jack Stack on the Plaza. That is dynamite.
Are you talking about the outdoor patio there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All great choices. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
You're so hungry, and you're right. This is the ideal eating outside weather, and we have better enjoy it while we can.
Right.
My places that I love to go to are Azwa, with that beautiful patio looking on the trolley track trail. And I agree, it's no fun to sit outside if all you can look at
are it. Are you talking about X-Wall on 55th Street?
Yeah, okay. There in Crestwood.
Yeah, very good.
And then I also like to go to First Watch at 95th and Metcalf. They've got the really nice patio on the backside with the trees. And again, you're not looking at a parking lot. And the service there, and the food is, you know, it's nothing fancy, but it's really good. It's what it is, but it's a great place to go on the weekend for a nice breakfast with people you want to be able to sit outside with and have a bit of a conversation. And then in the evening, if you're going to be in downtown or whatever for dessert, I love to go to Cupini's in Westport. Mm-hmm. Sit in that little slot between the buildings.
Yeah.
It just feels like you've escaped because you can't really hear the city sounds or anything like that. And they've got it decorated with the grills overhead and the plastic grapes and everything. And their desserts are so good.
Their desserts
are good. And then this also reminded me, I was over in Brookside the other night going to Foos for Concrete. And I made a mental note to myself. It's like, okay, I've got to go to Julian and sit there on the patio.
It's a beautiful patio, so we're expecting to see you there, okay? Thank you, Carrie. Let's go to Mimi in Leawood.
Hi.
Hi, Mimi.
I can't believe nobody's mentioned Yaya's.
Oh, sure.
Yaya's at 119th Street, correct?
Yeah. They have you can pretend you're someplace else. It's pleasant out there. The food's great. Lots of times they have music.
You're right.
That's a good place. Okay.
It's a good place.
That was Yaya's in Leawood at 119th Street. We are talking about places to eat outside. I can't believe nobody has mentioned...
that's why.
Yeah, that's why they didn't mention it. No, the French restaurant in Parkville that has that pretty, pretty...
yes, it's on my list.
Find it, because I cannot remember it to save my soul.
Dear me.
While you're looking, Chris,
Cafe
I'm going to throw in...
Café des Amis, yes. In Parkville. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful patio.
I'm going to throw in Trio. Because,
Cafe Trio. Beautiful.
Because it has... that looks over that park, and it's
like a treehouse almost.
Yeah, it is.
And that's Cafe Trio at, I believe, what would that be, 47th and Main?
Mm-hmm. 48th-ish,
and it's a beautiful, beautiful deck that overlooks Mill Creek Park, and it's so high up in the trees, it's like being in a treehouse.
Charles, what about, so you don't like eating outside, but what about places like North at 119th, the Italian place, where they just open up the walls and the outside comes inside to you?
You mean Cafe Italia?
No, it's called North.
Oh, it's too noisy there. Even
but what about a place like that? So where
they've got a nice patio,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and actually, they have a patio, but there, so there's a lot of restaurants that they just kind of open up their walls and the outside comes into you. Do you despise that as well?
Like the brick, maybe?
You know, I have to be in the right mood for all of that. You know, I mean, I don't mind big wind. In fact, I will say the nicest time to eat at that pizza place on the plaza, Coal Vines, is when they have all the windows mm-hmm, open mm-hmm. and you look out on Brush Creek. It is pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's half eating outside.
Yeah, semi outdoors. Let's go to Jeff in Lenexa.
Hi, how are you doing?
Jeff, we're here to answer any question you may not have.
Yeah, well, I had an observation, then a question. My wife and I are big fans of eating outdoors, and we're surprised the number of times we'll go out on a nice day and find an outdoor eating area. All the furniture's there. You go inside, and they say, we're not serving outdoors today. Also, the number of times we'll be serving outdoors, and someone had mentioned that we crave in Kansas City outdoor eating, and we'll find a line to eat inside, and the outside has tables. But the question I had at the end was how comfortable should I be about maybe making a little bit of a fuss or, you know, asking a little more strongly to say, I know I really want to eat outside, and I don't want to be unfair. I'm sure there's some, you know, particular business reasons and all with the restaurant, but I was just curious about your opinion.
That's a good etiquette question, isn't it, really? And it's an operational yeah. question, mm-hmm. of course, from the restaurant's yeah. viewpoint.
As a former server, I would say restaurants, they operate the way they do, which is smoothly most times because servers have sections and you have all your tables together so you can, you know, service all of the tables at one time. And if you have one table that is not only far away but
outdoors,
but on the other side of a wall, you're not going to get good service and you're not going to get the attention of your server, and it just works better for the restaurant and better for you that way. And I also think, honestly, I wouldn't push it, because if you want to get good service and have a pleasant experience, I would go somewhere that's happy to serve you outside.
Well, on that note, I would say that, having worked in many, many restaurants myself, if a restaurant is understaffed, the first section they'll close will be the outdoor section,
yeah.
because you're understaffed anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the biggest reason that people don't always have them open.
Right.
Is they simply don't have enough servers. And if you wanted to sit outside badly and didn't mind bad service, I'm sure somebody would.
Yeah,
would
like the bartender or somebody. Yeah.
That reminds me of that.
So maybe.
Oh, go ahead.
Maybe just a follow up. I, you know, I assumed a lot of what you're saying, so I haven't ever pushed it. But then the question would be, though, if you had not enough staff, why is the outside the first one that you close, especially if the weather's nice?
It's farthest away from the kitchen.
It's the farthest from the kitchen, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
That reminds me, Anton's, the new place on Grand, it's a restaurant and bar, and they have a butcher shop, and must be time to go to Anton's. They have an outdoor space, and I went for drinks one day after work, and they said, we're not serving outside, but you can get drinks from the bar and go outside, and I think that's a good little happy medium. But their outdoor yep. space is really great.
All right.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. And Claus has tweeted that his favorite patio is Eden Alley on the plaza. I've eaten that next. I mean, I've eaten there before. I don't think well, of course I've never eaten on the patio. I don't like to eat outside. Let's go to Paula. Paula in Parkville.
Hello.
Hello, Paula.
I had called in and said my absolute favorite of any place in town is Cafe Des Denis in Parkville. They yeah. have that little arbor out back. And I wanted you to know there is that Piropo's in Parkville on the hill actually does have a small outside eating area.
Right.
They have a beautiful fire pit that goes, you know, all the time. And, oh, gosh, there was one more and I've forgotten.
Is it in Parkville?
No.
Okay.
Well,
never mind. Join our club.
You can always call us back, Paula in Parkville. Let's go to Laura in Independence.
Yes, I love to eat in Vivalore, which is in the reestablishing neighborhood of Inglewood. That restaurant is also an art gallery. So in the patio area outside, they have old established trees and water features mixed amongst statues and other art pieces, and it's just really eclectic and interesting.
It's a very, very, very pretty patio.
It is.
And, you know, in back of a very, very old building.
Where is that, and what is the name? I missed that.
The restaurant is Vivalore, which is spelled V-I-V-I-L-O-R-E. It's on Winter Road, and someone will call in with the or Emily will find the exact.
The internet here. Come on.
Yeah.
It's 10815 East Winter Road in Independence.
And it's in the old Inglewood Shopping District near the old Inglewood Theater. And it is a very pretty restaurant. It's not just an art gallery. It's also, I think, an antique shop, too. So, and it's open for lunch and dinner. So if you haven't been to Vivalore, it's a very interesting place. Let's go to Cara. Cara in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes, I absolutely adore California's patio.
Mm. Oh, that's a nice patio, yeah.
Yeah, multi-levels. It's got lots of trees. You don't actually feel like you're in Westport, and they always have really good music playing out there, too.
Do they have music on Friday and Saturday nights?
Ooh, don't know.
Okay, well, someone will tell us. And Californo's is on Pennsylvania in Westport?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, excellent choice. Thank you, Kara. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We are talking about the best places in Kansas City to eat al fresco.
That kitchen issue, we were talking about being understaffed and servers and kitchen outside. Justice Drugstore in Smithville has a separate kitchen for their patio, which they open seasonally.
Interesting. Have you eaten on that patio?
I have eaten on that patio.
Is it a small patio?
It's fairly small, and it's first come, first serve. They don't do reservations, and there are some bigger tables that can be communal tables. So if you have, you know, three parties of two, you have six strangers, whatever. But they have small, little tables you can move around. And, yeah, I think it's great. I went when they were kind of doing their soft seasonal opening, and they were working out some kinks. And I think and they have one bar servicing the restaurant and the patio, so I think that kind of gets the bar backed up a little. But, you know, Jonathan Justice, I think, is one of the best chefs in the Midwest, and getting to experience his food in a more casual setting is really, it's fun and interesting and good. And it is not this as good as the food inside, but it's definitely bar food done really, really well.
Okay.
And that's Justice Drugstore in Smithville.
And let's go to Mary in Kansas City, Missouri. Mary, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do, and I apologize because I haven't listened to the whole show. There's a restaurant at 47th and Main. I believe it's Cafe Trio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if you had talked about that, but they have a gorgeous patio, but I know nothing about the restaurant.
All right. So we have talked about it. We can talk a little more. It's not really a patio. It's a deck, and it's a crowded deck in the summers. Chris, you've eaten there several times.
Yes, I have.
And you like the food?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
That's a rousing.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Well, let me say this. I've had some experiences there. So
okay.
I think the food is quite good. Unfortunately, I'm not totally unbiased.
All right.
How's that?
All right.
When you say you've had some experiences there, have you fallen in love or?
Oh, they weren't that good.
Had a
I was going to say experience can be a pejorative term too. Yeah.
They have a good macaroni and cheese. It's different than the other ones we've talked about, but you know, I always order the macaroni and cheese. Just check it out.
I think it's called the Mac-a-daddy there.
Well, that's enough to make it. Yeah. That's a point against it right there.
We were talking about fabulous places to eat outside. And here's a good question from Stephanie in Overland Park. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have mentioned Lil's on 12th Street yet.
Well, we haven't mentioned it because it's closed.
And it was on 17th.
Yeah.
But there's a new place opening there.
Yeah.
Two strikes. I'm almost down.
I know it. Lil's on 17th is going to reopen. I've written about it.
Well, it's not Lil's. It's called Novel, and it's a new owner.
Right. And who's completely revamping the venue. They were doing a lot of work this spring. And when I went in there to interview him, I asked if he was going to continue the tradition that Lil had of letting people bring their dogs to that patio.
Right.
And he really fumbled around making me think, no. But, you know, who knows? It has not. Novel has not opened yet.
I didn't know it had closed. I loved it that when you would walk up the stairs, you know, the house next door, they'd be watching television, and then their dog would start barking at you. And
That's what we call the joy of inner city dining.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, it was
a
fun place.
I'm excited for Novel because every time I tried to go to Lil's, which was multiple times, they were always closed.
Well, I loved the owner of that restaurant. She had some significant health issues, so I hope she's doing okay. Let's go to Mike. Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. What do you have to tell us about?
Hey, well, I live in Lake Lotawanna, and we are fortunate out here at Lake Lotawanna that almost all of the restaurants out here have outdoor seating. The Marina Grog and Galley has a great area. Mm-hmm. You could even get on your boat and boat up to that one if you want to. And,
don't have a boat.
Yet.
Yeah. And
can you actually be, can you actually, it's been a long time since I've been at the Marina Grog and Galley, but can you actually sit on the water? I mean, is there like a deck or a porch of some kind on the water there?
Yeah, the lake comes right up to it. And of course, there's boats parked right there. And yeah, you're out on the deck right there at the lake. And it's on a part of the lake where you have a nice long view. You know, it's right there by the dam. And so you get the whole main body of the lake right there. And it's wonderful. The food's fantastic.
That's great. And that's the Marina Grog and Galley on Lake Lotawanna. And it is a very pretty restaurant. Let's go to Jerry in South Kansas City.
Jerry. Charles, good morning to you. Great show as always. Yes, the Marina Grog and Galley, that's a wonderful place. They still have fantastic service. You can enjoy sunsets from time to time. But hands down, for me, Graham and Dunn and Urban Table, great service, have never failed in the times that I've been there.
Urban Table is in Prairie Village, correct?
Yep.
Yes, in Corn Square.
Okay, and I'm trying to remember. I guess
they have the kind of
patio. They have a kind of patio that looks out on a parking lot, right?
Yes, yes. But again, as far as when the sun is at the particular height, it just lends to a terrific airy presence overall.
I agree with that. I ate there last week or 2 weeks ago, and it's pleasant.
I really enjoy that place, too. They have good cocktails, and they offer, for people who are on gluten-free diets, lots of gluten-free options, including gluten-free French toast.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
There
you go.
Thank you, Jerry. That was a great recommendation. Let's go to Gay and Lee Summit. Gay?
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Very good. You've got a really good really good choice to tell us about.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people don't think about it, but Jasper's at 103rd and State Line, they have a lovely back room that's technically an enclosed patio. So you get the experience of dining outdoors because it overlooks Mill Creek, the river, and we've been there in the evenings, and you see deer wandering out there, and it's just lovely. So you can have an al fresco experience without dealing with the outdoor elements.
Well, that sounds good to me. Yes.
You could eat there.
I could eat there. And also, that it is a very pretty body of water. It's sort of bubbling. And
It moves.
Yeah, it moves somewhere. And that's Jasper's at 103rd between State Line and Warnell. And thank you for that. Let's go to Kathy in Kansas City, Missouri. Kathy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
I wanted to call and talk to you about justice again. I know you had just mentioned it. I was calling in when she had just said Justice Drugstore. But we always go up as a family. I've never eaten on the inside because the patio is so fantastic. We always go as a family, so there's always a big group of us, like at least eight. And they open the doors at 5:30, and we were waiting outside for 10 minutes, waiting for them to let us in. But it's always like magic when we go. The food is really great, and they have like herbs and stuff are growing along the patio, so the bartender will come out and be like, oh, well, I'm making a drink, with basil, and he'll come over and pick it right off the flower pot next to us and stuff. And Jonathan always walks around, and he talks to us every night and like remembers what I ordered for my appetizer and asks me how it was. I mean, it's magic.
I have to encourage you to eat someday when you don't have, if it's six kids you have with you, leave them, get a babysitter and try the inside too.
Oh, no. It's the adult family. There's eight adults. And that's probably the other thing that's so great is that we're always like three bottles of wine in, but it's just, it's so much fun. It's like, I know, magic.
All right.
Good word.
Listen, we are all for magic here at KCUR. Well, you were going to say something about that, Chris, right?
Magic, yes, yeah. Indeed. It occurred to me that I'd forgotten to mention Renee Kelly's on Johnson Drive and west of Neiman, I think. But they have in their back a darling patio, and of course the building, it's the house itself, is surrounded by big trees, and they've got lots and lots of plants. And Renee Kelly's, I think, is good, very good food, and the ambiance out there is really nice.
Harvest.
Yes, it's called Harvest. Mm-hmm.
And Ben tweeted us to say, got to go to Chez Elle, which is at 17th and Summit, on a Saturday morning, sitting outside. Beautiful venue and fantastic, out of the ordinary food. That is a creperie at 17th and Summit. Well, we have exhausted the subject of dining outside, so I want to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Chris Basica, and Lou Jane Temple. Remember, you can find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard Friday and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with a wrap-up of Missouri legislation and fantasy art. Now, there's a combination. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your food, Kansas City. We'll be right back.